Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Christmas is 2.5 weeks away, and that being said, a lot of you are going out of your way, like our friend Heather, to get the perfect Christmas card at all cost.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does not matter. It's a struggle right now with her entire family, and apparently she's, what, traumatizing her kids?
Yeah, that's what her husband says, but we'll get into it. Heather reached out to us on Facebook and shared that she is at odds with her husband, and she claims it's over her passion for Christmas. Here's what she wrote. She said, "Hey guys, I need your opinion on something because my husband is calling me an absolute monster. Over the weekend, I really needed to get our Christmas card together and get it shot and sent out because in typical me fashion, I'm running late."
Yep.
Classic. Yeah, Heather, those probably should have been sent out because by the time they get there, it's not even going to be Christmas anymore. And I wanted to get a shot with my family this year of me, my husband, my 6-year-old, and our dog with Santa. Now, I will admit that last year when we tried to take her to meet Santa, it didn't go well. She screamed and cried and was terrified of him. But to be honest, I'm the parent. I'm the one planning the Christmas card. And this is my vision. Nobody else is doing it. Nobody else cares. And this is what we're doing. My daughter has been up in arms ever since I said we were going back. And she keeps calling him that scary man. My husband and I got into a huge fight over it. And he says I'm traumatizing our child. I tried to explain to him that this is growth and all about her facing her fears, but he simply doesn't see it that way. I guess the question I'm asking is, am I a monster? Here I am, trying to be the best mom out there, making a beautiful Christmas card and memories with our family. And yeah, it'll be a funny story one day when she looks back and I tell her, "You were scared of Santa." This is not going to traumatize my child. It's going to make for beautiful memories and an amazing Christmas card. Am I in the wrong here? I would love to know what you and your listeners think.
Yeah.
That's from Heather.
You're probably in the wrong.
That's from Heather.
This reminds me of all those trends on Instagram where it's just flashbacks of kids meeting Santa for the first time from like the 80s and 90s. I don't know what was going on back then with those horrific Santa Claus costumes, but my God, kids were terrified. That's all I'm thinking about right now. Is it worth it to give your kid PTSD? Because you know, those people are going to put those Christmas cards on their fridge for a day or two, and then they're going in the trash. Nobody keeps them.
I know, but you do. I mean, my mom keeps a Christmas card every year of what we're doing as a family. And listen, I'm on the side of, I'm team mom. Like, she's the one planning it. She's the one organizing it. Nobody else is stepping up to do it. It's not like the husband's like, "Actually, no, this is the vision I want to do." He doesn't care. And listen, if you sat there and catered to your kids' every need and every fear, you would never get anything done. You wouldn't. I'm sorry. This person says,
"It really depends."
Heather is 100% in the wrong, and she sounds crazy. Okay. Then I guess I sound crazy too, because I'm
well,
another.
That's given. That's, I mean, look, at the end of the day, this is my take on it. Nobody cares about Christmas cards. For you, it's
Heather does.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's very important
not
to Heather.
Nobody.
Sure. But it's just not, it's not worth it. It's just not. And let's say you get a really good photo of your kid just traumatized with Santa. And it's, she's crying, and that's the photo. Send that out. People much rather have that.
No,
as a Christmas
I mean
card.
It will be. It
perfect,
will be.
The perfect family on the holidays. Nobody's buying it.
I don't even think that at this point she expects that stage shot.
I can't imagine she would.
She just wants it with Santa. I think she's honestly trying to make a tradition. You know what I mean?
So is it the, I miss this part, is the whole, it's not the whole family in this Christmas card.
Yeah, it's her. It's her husband. It's the daughter and the dog.
Okay, the whole family.
The dog's going to. This person says, I think catering to your daughter's irrational fears is absolutely ridiculous. She will, and will make her a blubbering mess someday as an adult. Also, you might not get the perfect Christmas card you're looking for, but it will be a funny one indeed.
You don't want the perfect Christmas card.
This is what the whole thing, and like, okay, all right, let me preface one more time for that missed it. I'm not a parent. I'm not a mom, yada, yada. But I know a mom, multiple moms. I have a mom.
I know a mom.
Like, I mean, the whole gentle parenting thing, like, I'm sorry, it's not working. It's just making these kids soft.
Yeah, we know. We've had conversations.
So you sitting
on that.
There and being like, so how does Santa make you feel? Like, no, you're going to go meet Santa and you might not like it, but next year it'll be a little more easier. And every year I take you, it's going to be a little more easier. And then you're going to get to be 10 years old and you're not going to have to go anymore because you're going to grow out of it.
I agree, but I'm just saying it sounds like this mom has tried this more than once and it's clearly not.
She said that she tried it.
It's clearly not working. So to do it over and over again.
It's called facing your fears. And just because you're fearful of something one time means you're never going to do it again. If that was the case, I would have never eaten tacos again.
I threw up
one time eating tacos. I was like, I'll never eat them again. I had them yesterday. They were delicious.
I think you had a bad batch. What's your biggest fear?
Death. So we can't try that one.
We got to face it. Breeze, you got to face it.
Well, I mean, I did go skydiving that one time. But listen. I'm Team Heather. And anybody else, 585-252-9800, if you've been in this situation, let's take Santa out of it, okay?
Yeah, let's pretend there's no Santa Claus.
If there's something that you want to do as a parent or with your kid, and your kid's like, no, I'm scared. Okay, this is a perfect example. Going to Disney or going to an amusement park.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold that thought because I feel like we're on the same wavelength here. I was just going to say, if you took your kid to Seabreeze and he refused to get on the Jackrabbit, would you force him to go on it anyways?
It's the same thing.
Is it?
Yes, I would. Because guess what? We made a lot of money to be here, Jimmy, and I'm not going to sit on the sidelines. I'm not doing it. No, I won't do it. I refuse.
Wait, guys. This is actually very interesting. Hit us up right now. I got to know, if you had a child that was just traumatized of any kind of like rides, like roller coaster, I don't know, what else is there? Would you force them to get on a roller coaster?
It's the same thing, and yes, I would. This person says, gentle parenting is a joke, and that's how you raise little a-holes. My nieces and nephews are gentle parented, and they're awful kids. There, I said it. This person says, anyone who says it's a little more easier has no right. Anyone who says it's a little more easier has no right to be giving parenting advice. I don't know. This person says, I'm a licensed therapist. Heather, thank you for keeping the future of therapy alive and well for our children.
You're so welcome. Yeah, Heather, thank you so much.
Yeah.
This person, I would absolutely not force my kid to go on the Jackrabbit if he didn't want to.
Okay, listen, picture it. It's February of 2025. Your kid's 10 years old at Disney for the first time. They're terrified to go on the Rock and Roll roller coaster, but you paid 10 grand to go to Disney with your whole family. Oh, we're just going to sit this one out because Johnny's scared. Get out of my face.
Listen, you and I are very much both two people against gentle parenting. But in a situation like this, you realize there's a number of other things you can do at Disney and not having to force your kid on a roller coaster.
I don't care. If I paid 10 grand to be there, I'm doing every single thing.
10 grand is probably what it does cost.
That's the bare minimum. This person says, yes, my kid hates the vacuum cleaner, but I'm still going to vacuum
around
him.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Get out of here.
I'm just
saying. You know what, Heather? Go snap that jaw. Send us a card. Please.
Yeah, and listen, I'm telling you right now, the funniest Christmas cards I ever got from family members are the ones that were the most awful.
Yeah.
One kid sleeping in the background.
So make it a bit.
Dad's zipper is open. You know, send those.
Is it my dad?
Yeah, it's probably
that's classic. Got some.